Board of Directors regular meeting. Today's date is December 4, 2025. It's a continuing meeting from several weeks ago. Approximate time is 4 o'clock p.m. Let's go around the room for quorum. Stephen Carbolito.
Stephen Carrara.
Steve Hollister.
Fran Castro. Calling in from EPEN.
Heather Kinigua. Zooming in or Googling in from Agatya.
Kathleen Moore-Lynn, I'm also Zooming in from EPEN.
Thank you. Hearing we have a quorum, let's get this meeting started. So here we are to continue discussing DPW's expenditure plan. Next, we have Director Areola here and Ms. Banes. Thank you. Anyone have any questions or comments? Last meeting left off of to give us time to review the documents. I know there's a difference from the what GIPA's proposing from the expenditure plan, right? It's 10% in administrative costs versus 20%, and it's a total of $2 million as opposed to $2.5 million. That about sums it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zach, you're on board with that, Director Areola?
Oh.
You're on mute, Director Areola.
Is he? Or just microphone doesn't work?
Sorry, can I pause real quick?
Yes.
Sure.
Hi, I can confirm while we address his computer.
Hi, Miss Linda. Can you just hold one moment and restate that when we are back on live?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, his
mic was not working.
Chairman, did you want me to go over what we revised from what was given on the previous meeting on the 13th? And what?
Yeah, that works.
Well, when we're live or right now?
Not yet.
No, like, because they have those. They have the revised copy.
Yeah, but it's not being streamed.
Can you hear him now?
Sorry, I had to switch.
Yeah, we can hear him.
My camera can't work.
Okay. Sorry, we're having video difficulties here also.
But
go ahead, Mr. Chairman. Sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you. Malia, are we live?
She had to reset the YouTube because the YouTube wasn't picking up the audio.
Okay.
So she's resetting it right now. She'll let us know once it's up.
Okay, thank you.
From the very beginning?
So we're on pause, Director and Deputy.
I don't know if it was from the beginning, but it was when Director Areola started talking. She wanted to verify on the YouTube. She couldn't hear it because she could hear everybody from yours.
I think
she
it was just his
it
mic.
On YouTube.
Oh,
yeah.
his mic doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, but she couldn't hear it on YouTube, on the YouTube itself.
She could hear us, like, from here.
She has two computers
on?
One running the live and one on the YouTube.
Oh, okay, so she couldn't hear us.
She couldn't hear YouTube.
Mm. Okay.
Unrelated good news, the Tech 4 rules and regs are at the AG's office.
Okay.
And once we approve for them, then we'll have the governor and the legislature.
Oh, so it's going that route now. Okay. But does stuff go out to public comment or no?
It already went out for public comment. In like July. So went for public comment. You guys did your resolution approving it, the draft proposed regs. Now it's going like through the lawmaking, whatever process.
Oh, so that's the legal piece that's happening instead of going out for public comment again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to go out again for public comment.
Ask her again for
Hi, Malia, are we up and running?
I mean, we only got those three comments.
Sorry, give me a minute, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was, you know, consider waterless toilets.
Back in July. But in
yeah.
The newest round.
The newest public comment is the interaction level risk assessment document. That's what's out for public comment right now.
Oh, so that's different from...
Yeah, the type
before.
4 is the...
Type 4, sorry.
He was thinking the IAL, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The deodorant.
Type 4, the toilet disposal act.
Yeah.
Okay.
On-site wastewater.
That's why I know you were like, what? You didn't go to public?
Yeah, that's why. It's not on the agenda, so I was like, okay, it's moving.
Okay, gotcha.
Hopefully now it will move a little bit quicker, because we don't have authority to permit holding tanks, and it ended in July. That's why I was like trying to hustle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, can someone work on this while I lift Yaldrin and the landslide? Then I started working on it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. Have there been applications?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have nothing to do.
Sorry.
No, I'm just... It's easy for me to work on a checklist. Like, oh, I have to do this. Check. And so once Kristen gave me the checklist, I was like, fine, I'm just going to...
I saw her bankle up, that's why.
Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We could resume, or do we have to go back to the beginning?
We only caught missed the first few minutes. The roll call.
Oh, then you might want to redo that.
Okay. I mean, you got everything through the roll call?
Hello. Hi. I'm sorry.
The public viewed everything through the roll call.
What he's asking is, did it capture the roll call when on the live, or did we miss it, or did it not take it?
From the beginning, so sorry.
Okay. All right. Ready? Let's get started.
Yeah.
Half a day. This is the Guam EPA Board of Directors regular meeting. Today's date, December 4th, 2025. Approximate time is 4:00 p.m. Go around the room for quorum. Stephen Carvalito.
Stephen Carrara.
Steve Hollister.
Brad Castro joining from EPAM.
Heather Kitigua joining from Pagania.
Kathleen Moore-Lynn joining from EPAM.
Seeing we have a quorum, let's get started. All right. Administrator Lastimoso.
Thank you, Chairman. So we did make some revisions since the last meeting to the Memorandum of Agreement between Guam EPA and DPW. So if you have your copies from the last meeting and the revision for today's continuation, in the third whereas on the first page, where it says, Board of Directors who shall review the expenditure plan no later than 30 days, what we did was we ended it at Guam EPA Board of Directors, and we removed who shall review the expenditure plan no later than 30 days upon receipt of the plan and amend as needed to abide by the current statutes and shall not include requirements for proper invoicing, documentation, and oversight to ensure procurement regulations are properly followed. So we eliminated that portion of the whereas. And then the only other revision was adding a new number 5 on page 2, including the administrative costs for DPW. So a new number 5 says ensure that administrative costs do not exceed 10% of the total amount of this MOA. And then everything moved down. So what was a 10 bullet condition under section 1 is now 11. So it's just those two revisions in the new MOA.
Okay. And previously we had the operations plan, but we're not required in the law to review that. We're reviewing like the overall broad, more high level topic of the expenditure plan. Okay, so any questions, comments?
Wait, are we not gonna talk about the expenditure plan? Is that what you said?
No, they had another document called the operations plan, and that's not something that we're required to approve, but we are required to review their proposal for this program. Yeah, so we are talking about the expenditure plan right now.
And the only other revision to the expenditure plan was to include the 10% administrative cost. Director.
Okay. I don't know if this is like a typo, but like on the second, after those two bullets on the top, it says the DPW will establish a contact or with a qualify, or is that a contract?
Contract.
Yeah. There's a missing R. Okay. Can you guys fix that? And then can someone explain what's table one and table two? I know it says unit costs for the activities are detailed in table one, but then it says see table two for more details. Could someone just explain those two things?
Yeah, and that table two also has $2,499,972.
Oh, it doesn't match.
I need an explanation for that.
Yeah, it doesn't match the MOA.
Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, but the expenditure plan that was submitted, that's if DPW did the work. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that again?
You know, on the expenditure plan, the one-page expenditure plan, expenditure plan, those two tables there, are those costs related to if DPW did the work and not contracted out?
Correct. I think we made, so the first one, remember we changed it from 2.5 to 2 million. Mm-hmm. And that's where we were doing the continuation. And then this one, we're just adding the 10% of the administrative costs from the language.
So underneath table two, it says this amount may change based on the needs, but in that second sentence, it says DPW would like to request a total amount of $2 million.
Correct.
So even though the table...
Doesn't it say that the administrative cost is 20% on the second page?
Mitch, we made the change yesterday on that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Does the copy that I got today only says 20% still? Okay.
Is she looking at the right one?
No, we are looking. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The one I was,
we will
just
revise it.
Yes.
Yeah, so the expenditure plan
was not revised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll revise it. So the agreed discussion is that they are requesting for only 10% administrative costs.
Hmm.
Okay. So the MOA will be the binding 10% administrative cost.
So we're just reviewing the expenditure plan. We're not approving the expenditure plan. Just the MOA. Is that?
No, we're not. We're not approving the MOA. So in the fourth whereas, 10 GCA Chapter 51, GIPA Board of Directors shall review. Review the expenditure plan as needed and amend as needed.
We took that out.
Oh, this is the old one?
Yeah, because I can't make copies, remember?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's why
I
asked.
This is crossed out.
But we took that out. There we go, sorry.
This is crossed out.
Okay, shall prepare and submit an expenditure plan for for removal in accordance with 10 GCA 51. Okay, so yeah, they're preparing and submitting it. So what does the law require the board to do? They're just supposed to submit the plan?
The money.
Yeah, and I think to approve
the
distribution,
money.
Yeah.
And then we can sign off on that.
Okay. I don't see that in the whereas, though. Okay. I guess we could clean that up, but I have a question. I guess it was sort of answered, but the table one and table two was if maybe DPW were to execute this program, it basically projects to remove 1,874 vehicles for $2.5 million at a unit cost of approximately $1,334. And it will probably be cheaper than this, just based off of historic, what the Mayor's Council has been able to accomplish. The last fiscal year of data was they removed 1,883 vehicles for $1.1 million. So, and then there was historic data from before that. So if we were to escalate an average of 22%, on each year's cost for FY26, if it's that 22% escalation, it would be about it would cost $1.7 million to remove the same 1,874 vehicles, and if it's $2 million using 22% year-over-year escalation rate, it would be to remove 2,225 vehicles. It sounds like we're gonna, like, the proposal is to go out for an IFB, so it would be the lowest responsible bidder, probably, right? We get the project, so it would be more efficient, maybe more cost effective. So I know the expenditure plan, has an objective of 1,874 vehicles at that cost, but maybe we could shoot higher. And try to remove maybe 2,200 vehicles for the amount we're proposing to transfer to DPW. That's just some comments I had.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may, this is Vince Ariola. You know, we're doing some market research to put we're putting an RFI together first before we issue either an RFB or an IFB. For the contractual services, but what we're seeing is we know of two companies that are starting up. As a matter of fact, I know your administrator there, I believe, already has one application for one of the companies, but there's another startup company. And just the information that we're getting from both of the companies is the amount of money that they believe they'll be charging in the marketplace is significantly much lower than what we're seeing today. And I think for the most part, what we're seeing is that they're able to, both companies are going to be able to take the cars home. They will do all the stripping of wires, plastic, rubber, upholstery, tires, things of that nature. But on the government side, we would, it looks like just from our market research, we're going to be able to give them the cars whole, and they'll take over everything within their facilities, and eventually ship it out at a much cheaper rate than what we're seeing in today's market.
Excellent. Yeah, that's really good to hear.
More reason to increase that number.
I see no issues with agreeing with the Kwame PA and DPW on $2 million for the program.
Did Kristen get a chance to look at it? I know last time she hadn't.
Yeah, we worked with her yesterday, but I think she's on mute.
Okay.
Kristen, are
you there? Hi.
Yes, I did take a look at it, and we worked on some of the language, and I think everything should be good.
Okay. So it sounds like we don't really need to approve the expenditure plan, but the ask is for us to approve allocating $2 million from the RRF to the DPW abandoned vehicle program. Maybe, as the law says, amend the expenditure plan as needed. It could be, right, cleaned up based off of what was discussed today and what Director Ariola was saying. He's saying in the market research and what may go into the RFP or IFB. So with that, I'm good with this. Does anyone else have any other comments? None.
I guess my only question is, so the numbers will be updated in the expenditure plan? Or are these the real... So I guess I'm just kind of confused. So it's $2 million, but the total project cost that you have is 2.5, but does that include, that's including the 20%, or is that including the 10%?
No, so the 10% will be inclusive in the $2 million. So it'll be, 10% would be $200,000 maximum for administrative costs that they could, that DPW could use out of the $2 million. So $1.8 million will go towards collection and disposal, either through DPW's efforts or contracted out. And like Director Ariola said, these two companies are still up and coming. And until that process is finalized, we don't know what the unit cost is going to be for collection and disposal. So, but they're required to report to us. So the expenditure plan is kind of a rough estimate of what it's going to cost to, for DPW to do the work if they did the work. And then, you know, of course, see what the contractual services will end up being. But they'll report to us at the end of, you know, this fiscal year, how many cars they were able to dispose of using the RF.
Right. So my question is really, we've got a total project estimate that's actually $2.5 billion. So I guess I'm trying to reconcile like the numbers, where they're all coming from, and what we're actually approving or looking into here. Or is this one of these things where we're like, well, it's probably going to cost a lot more than we're funding,
so
you know.
Yeah, the 2.5 million, it's a error. This is it should be syncing up with the number below it, but for whatever reason it's not. The ask is for 1.8 million for the cleanup program and 200,000 for administrative costs.
Correct.
Okay. So
correct.
That was my question, which is like where the numbers are. Okay.
Maybe clarification, Director Ariola. Like in Table 1, are those your staff
yes,
rates?
Yes.
Right. So
that'd be correct.
Right. So it's an estimation based off your staff resources, right?
Correct.
And then based on your staff resources, your estimation is that you would be able to collect 12 cars per day. Right?
Yes.
And then based off of your staff's hourly rate, that's how you came up with the $2.5 million.
Correct.
But the intent is you're going to contract it out.
Right.
And expect it to be less.
Yeah. That's our intent, is to contract everything out. The administrative part, what I believe is going to be really, really important in this entire program, is we have to develop a working... and an accurate tracking system for every single car that we send over to whoever the contractors are, because we need a tracking system to make sure that whatever we send over to them or whatever we collect, whatever they process, that same car gets on a barge and gets off the island. It can't go back into the whatever system there is here while we're there being you know, in the jungles or on easements or so on and so forth. So that's going to be a real important part of this program, is a tracking system to make sure that that car or that vehicle gets on a barge off island.
Is it your intent to contract collection and disposal, or you will also use DPW resources to collect?
I believe right now most of it is gonna be contracted out. I think we've been discussing this right now. I think to the extent that the DPW gets involved, it would be basically just stage maybe some of the vehicles. But even that, you know, I'm real hesitant about staging vehicles because, you know, we've got the EPA requirements to deal with. So, you know, we're gonna keep it as limited as possible.
And then
ideal would be to take it from wherever that car is, say it's in the jungle or it's on an easement, and it goes straight to the recycler.
Right. Because you would still be responsible for removing junk or abandoned vehicles off of government easement, right?
On easements, yes, that's correct.
So there, I mean, you may use part of that administrative cost because you're responsible for doing that
correct.
By law.
Yeah,
okay.
To begin with, right.
So, yeah, it looks like, I mean, if you're going to do the 1.8 million, I mean, it looks like you can still collect. You can still have a lot of hours, a lot of days still to collect the vehicles. So it seems like whether it's you or contracting it out, it looks like, fingers crossed, that this is going to make a big impact. It looks like you still have the capacity to do it. So,
yeah, I believe it's going to make a huge impact, especially with these two. We've got these two companies coming on board, and if to give a percentage, I think both of these are light years ahead of what we have today in terms of processing abandoned vehicles.
That would be great.
And so, Chairman, what do you require from us? An endorsement? A applause?
No. No.
We've been informed. Thank you.
No. The request from the agency is for us to approve allocating $2 million from the RRF to the DPW cleanup program.
Do we need to make a motion to approve that?
Yes.
Are you voting on it today?
Yes.
No.
I'm just confused because I asked for the whereas to show what's required of the board, and I don't see that here, but it's what we've done in the past, so let's do it.
Okay, I missed the last meeting. So we've done this in the past.
No, I mean previous years, we've given to the mayors, right? But in these whereas, it does not say the procedure of why we're here today.
Oh.
So that's what I would like to be here. But in prior years, we have made motions to allocate money from the RRF to the MCOG cleanup program.
So would you like to see in the MOA before all parties sign to show that you have approved the MOA amount?
I want to see in the MOA
in the whereas
the law that authorizes the board to allocate funds to the program.
Well, aren't we in charge of the RRF though?
Where
mm-hmm.
I know, where's the law? Which law?
Yeah, so it's isn't it
36-115.
Right, so.
Can we add that now and do it, or do we have to wait for another meeting?
I don't think we need to wait.
Hmm?
You're approving the expenditure amount, and then we can send the MOA for everyone to review.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically we're approving the budget
not
to exceed $2 million.
Yeah. Because this does not require your signature. It just requires hers, the administrator.
Well, technically, the administrator also is supposed to provide a budget of all the RRF programs and how much to spend for the upcoming year. So it's kind of like what we're doing right now.
Okay.
That's good.
We all good?
I'm okay with it, yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion then that we take $2 million of the RRF, give it to DPW for the pickup and disposal of abandoned vehicles.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Director Ariola and Ms. Abanis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and board members. And we will keep you advised via our communications with your administrator on the process of getting this program started and rolling. Thank you very much. This is going to make a huge impact to our island. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe we could get a status update on the DLDRN. You said it was a document was finalized or drafted since the last meeting?
Yes, sir. So the risk assessment document that's on our website, which initiated the interim action level that you guys approved last November, has been updated primarily to address what happens after treatment is installed. The way it was previously written basically left no option for us to lift the do not drink without treatment order until a running annual average. So it would have been at least 5 quarters. And when we knew that the water was safe, that was it was inappropriate to keep the advisory in place. So we said, we kind of didn't think about that in the initial writing of this. So we've updated it to include more current information, to include some of the research that we did, and primarily to update the monitoring and, I'm trying to find the right section. It's sections 5 and 6. And then we updated some of the notification language to be consistent with US EPA's language for other pesticides. We just made sure that there was clear comparison there, that we were consistent with other pesticide language. And it went out for public comment the 26th of November. It will be out because of the holidays. We wanted to make sure there was extra time. So it will be out for public comment through December 17th. And December 17th, we'll have a hearing here at 1500 hours. So it's available. I believe it was sent to you guys. We did send it directly to all the public water systems on the island, just so that they were aware. So you can get it from our website. You can get it here. But we also sent it directly to them. What else?
And then we have another oversight hearing December 11th with Senator Lamar. Okay. To update him on.
Yeah. So we've conducted some more farming.
On the Eldrin or other matters?
On the Eldrin,
specifically.
Eldrin,
yeah.
And then you want to brief on our...
some of our other updates related to...
Yeah, our meeting this morning.
Sure. So we met with US EPA and GWA again this morning about the Eldrin. The GWA's progress is coming along great with their permanent system. I'll leave those updates for them. But from our perspective, we have had a look at some different technologies. We have met with Weary hydrologists to look at the basins that are there and how the flow works. And so it's kind of like a big arrow pointing to where the source probably is, but we can't say that definitively just yet. So we're going to do some more work with them. We also have worked with our Brownfields team to see if we can get a 128A, like a CERCLA assessment of that area. That proposal is currently from US EPA at EPA headquarters for review and evaluation. So hopefully we'll get funding to do basically a Superfund assessment. We're going to focus right now on the area surrounding Y-15. For that investigation. We've also continued some additional farm inspections. And while I don't have complete reports yet from our pesticides group or DOAG, there's been no indication of illegal pesticides or Deldrin being used at the farms that they have looked at. There's some other like improper storage issues, but
They haven't found anything that looks to be illegal. I think that, yeah, so we're still doing a bunch of research, looking at things for what we can do. I also have a meeting with Public Health and ATSDR, a second one tomorrow morning, to think about like epi studies, what would be appropriate and actually useful for the population. So I've been talking about some of the concerns of, you know, if you go back and you just get a bunch of data, but it doesn't give you a conclusive proof, right? Like the community is expecting, oh, this has been in our water, our cancer rates are impacted because of it. But most of the time, you can't find, in previous studies, people have not had good luck finding positive correlation there. And so then you have data and people are upset because it doesn't say what they wanted it to say. So we're trying to figure out what's going to be useful and effective for the community. So, yeah, I think that's what I've been doing the last few months.
Very busy.
So what did you pay me for? Any questions?
No, thank you for that update.
You're welcome.
Any new NOVs since the last meeting?
No.
None. Okay. There is a request for hearing officer for two NOVs. So when we hear back from the AG's office, that'll be the next step. Any other questions or comments? None?
No.
So the Deldrin public comment period ends on Wednesday, December 17th. And you guys need time to compile comments and respond to them. And then after that, it would be brought up to the board for review.
Yep.
So do you guys see a need to meet in a couple weeks, or should we meet once that's ready?
I think we'll still need time to compile all the comments and either make revisions or not make revisions. So I think maybe in January, board meeting would give us the time to... I mean, if there are no comments, then it makes it easier.
We haven't received any thus far and caused the hotline our way down.
And then we can knock it out in December. But
yeah.
I'll compile
them like I did last time. I'll compile them as I get them, but haven't... Like, nobody's even squeaked about it, so.
Okay. So are you guys good with planning for our next meeting to be third Thursday of January? And if needed, it could be sooner. Okay. You guys on
I
the...
I think if it was
do we need
any
a dis-
time this month, then Arlene would need more time to...
I need time to publicize,
publish.
And then when... The third Thursday after this meeting is Christmas.
No, it's the 18th.
January.
Well, the 18th, but I need to publicize by... Monday the 8th, which is a holiday.
Right, and let's wait for...
That's what I'm saying.
Unless we say January.
That probably makes sense just to do January then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and if you're done before third Thursday of January, we could always try to schedule one sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good with that on the call? And then in that meeting also, I believe it's the performance review, right?
Performance evaluation.
By due in January?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's your favorite, isn't
good.
It?
Oh, I'm not great.
All right.
Great. So, third Thursday in January.
Third
January 15th.
I'll make a motion to
adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Same to you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, there's my
Feliz Pascua.